If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Rightstuff.biz.
Did you know that the Rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? The only reason you're hearing this right now is because you're only getting half the show. There's so much content you're missing, and you'll never hear these ads again if you get behind the paywall at the Rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Welcome back, folks.
From our...
What is it? Is this like taking like the first winter break? I guess it's still fall, right?
Nice several days off for the Thanksgiving holiday.
This is the good stuff. Yeah. The right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse. I don't feel rested at all. I just, you know.
I don't, because this is plague season.
Oh, you're sick? I'm just like,
I got three kids. It's going to be like this for months now. Just constantly sick with some shit.
I just ate tons of food, so I feel exhausted from that. Just like every day. Just like beer and food. Now I have to diet all week. Got to get some, regain some ground. But we're back. Post-Thanksgiving. Post-Turkey. Now we're into it's the Christmas. Oh fuck! That's right. It's Christmas season. I was supposed to open the show with a song. I forgot. I didn't doll up the show for Christmas.
It's not December yet.
All right, you want to go with? All right, I thought we were supposed to start. I mean, upstairs.
I was trying to cover your ass on that.
Upstairs is December. Like the tree's up. My wife put all the shit out.
Oh yeah, we gotta do that. I gotta get her on that. Yeah. We should have done it this weekend actually, but we didn't. I'm just lazy.
Yeah. Dude, I wasn't lazy. I just forgot about it. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll doll the whole thing up. I got all, you know, I got all my candy cane and hollies and little berries and whatever the fuck, pine cones and shit. All over the, you know, that stupid, yeah, that cheesy board. Yeah. Maybe I'll look for a new
one. Oh,
I would say I could look for a new one, but I don't want to go crazy. I don't want to work that hard. But yeah, I should have played like, I should have played some like horrible, outdated like song from when we used to like fall for more Zionist psyops regarding nationalism. You know, like "And Hero." That was a good one. It's just all about Muslim terrorism.
Yeah,
which is very relevant. It's very relevant in light of like I hear like the Irish, they've graduated from domestic violence to domestic terrorism. Well, that's interesting. That's always good. And of course, you know, the answer to such things is to support Israel harder and do more Zionism. Get somebody like this. Do the Irish have a Geert Wilders that they can, or Geert Wilders? Do they have
politics are not like other European countries where they don't really have like a. So it doesn't really fall along the line.
So they don't have like a super Zionist with like bad hair that can take over their political scene.
No, there's really. I think Jews are probably trying to cook something like that up. Like they do it. Like yes, it's always a super Zionist with a blonde mop. Like you got Trump, you got Bojo, and you got Wilders or Wilders.
Bojo wasn't even anything special. It's just like he has bad hair. That must be the guy. Like, it was literally, like, there was nothing ideologically anywhere. At least Geert Wilders. Yeah.
He's like a dumpy guy with a big blonde mop. So, he's,
Wilders, at least, like, has some pretend, like, racism going on.
Well, right? Wilders has been, there's a lot we should discuss with this Dutch election crap. Because I gotta be honest, I tried to follow the Dutch election in 2017. He was running then, too. And
Wait a minute. That's a place?
Yeah, Dutch is a place.
Dutch.
I honestly didn't know.
Yeah.
Well,
it's the Dutch.
It's easy to miss.
It seems like it's extremely easy to miss. That's where what's the name of their country?
That's where they make those Von Dutch trucker hats that everyone used to wear.
Why don't we call it Holland anymore?
What do they call themselves now? What is it? Netherlands?
Yes.
Why do we call that?
Why isn't it called Holland?
How come we don't?
Some rule?
Why don't we call the Germans the Dutch? Because they're like the Deutsch. The Deutsch.
Well, Dutch is actually a corrupted form of Deutsch.
Well, then how come we don't apply that? Like, where do we get Germans from?
From the Romans.
This is a fake country. This is not a real country.
Germania was what the Romans called it.
What did they call it? Deutschland? Or did they just, it was a
tribal barbarism? They call it Deutschland. But we still call it by what the Romans.
We should
be
referring to, like, Hitler is like the greatest Dutch leader to, like, it doesn't sound right.
Oh, see, that's the thing with Dutch. It's somehow corny. Like,
their provinces are North Holland, South Holland, Zeeland.
Oh, is that Old
Zealand?
Oh, man, I didn't know
that's where all the
pro-Russian
ones live.
You found Old Zealand. I was always wondering where that was.
There you go.
It is Old Zealand,
isn't it? That's where New Zealand comes
from. I had no idea.
That makes sense.
Based.
There's got to be an old one, right? I guess it's in the Dutch.
Why don't they call it Old Zealand then?
Well,
it's not spelled the same. They misspelled Zealand. It's got
You know how there's like the Isle of Jersey? And now they got New Jersey?
Yeah, there's New Jersey.
There's also the Isle of Man, but we don't have like
no
Old Man or New Man. This is New Man. For all I know, there actually might be someplace in New York called New Man.
Isle of New Man.
Very, yeah. It's all very
Isle
confusing.
Of Newman.
Hello, New Man. Yeah, right. Isle of New Man.
We should cut the bicycle in half.
Classic.
But it doesn't
episode.
Have to be an aisle because New Jersey's not an aisle. It's just a place with Italians. But yeah. Anyway,
it's just a place with Italians.
And it's a place like Italians and Irish and blacks and Jews.
Oh,
those
New Jersey.
Four types.
Oh, that's New Jersey. Yeah, they mean Old Jersey. Like, are there
Italians probably Old Jersey
or not?
Now too? Yeah. Probably the same thing.
Maybe Beaners.
Anyway,
maybe the Dutch. The Dutch are there.
When I was a kid, man, New Jersey was actually remarkably absent of fucking Beaners. I'm sure it's packed with them now.
This is
the whole country
state.
Was like that. Like everybody, like there was like a special. It was a specialized like locality. Like okay, Texas was like Tejanos. California had Mexicans, and like New York City had some Puerto Ricans in it.
It had a big Puerto Rican area, but that was it, right?
Like
and they weren't really anywhere else.
This two,
and then,
no, this
the
new
90s
like
hit and,
this two, this new like totally natural. Like wave of migrant peoples from like Uruguay and Ecuador. Like it's just that's that new like just used to it. Like that's just what it is now. That's your new working class. You know that was just a new relatively new
Peruvians, Panamanians,
like people you don't even know what the
Bolivians.
Fuck. People that get offended if you call them Mexican because they're not actually Mexicans. They're hipster Mexicans. As I said on prep, it's like oh man, I'm from a Latin country you've never even heard of. Not a Mexican.
Look, it's not my job to sort out.
Right.
What
it is
kind of South American Indian.
Well,
you are,
I mean, as a white American, it's your job to just like be on your knees and be just fucking taking blows to the head as often as possible. And one of those blows is can be like not knowing which shithole this fucking Indio person standing in front of you came from, and then respecting that as he like runs away with whatever job. I guess at this point, like the job your teenage son could have, because you know.
And then he'll just occupy for life.
Yeah, and then, but then they're going to move their way up. It's going to be like where I used to live, where it's just Beaners everywhere, where they're taking over the houses. They're no longer entry-level Beaners. They're like middle management Beaners, and soon they'll just be the entirety of whatever industry they're in, and there's nothing left for you because you're white and you can just die. And that's the plan. Yep.
You just got to bootstrap yourself harder.
Well, you have to bootstrap yourself into respecting the white working class and your fudge rounds and Donald Trump and supporting Israel.
Hey, what happened to that guy?
Which guy?
The fudge round guy.
He kind of... It's
kind of like a little tumbleweed. He just blew right through town, you know?
Well, he went through everything, and now he's... I mean, I think he's probably still doing music, but he doesn't seem... He's not going on every... He's not going on, like, Joe Rogan and talking to, like, Brett and Eric Weinstein. He's not going... He's not hanging out with the intellectual dark web.
Wait, you mean
anymore,
he's completely not politically relevant, and anyone who's mad is just like wasting their time fanning their balls, being mad?
I don't think anyone even cares anymore. That was such a flash in the pan. I'm almost embarrassed what a big deal we made out of it because it actually really was just like nothing.
Well, we made a big deal out of it. We made a big deal out of it reactively because other people.
I said almost.
Yeah. We reacted totally, to like people who actually like believed in that.
Yeah.
Like, I aggressively fall for tricks. Why won't you fall for it with me, Sven? It's like, because you're retarded.
I guess
like
the
you.
Thing was that people were sort of like, what is even the trick here? You guys just singing a song. And I was like, oh, there's a trick.
Well, if Matt Walsh is lying about something that hard, there's a trick. And the trick is seeing how many people will still fall for it and then fight over it. And we're just over here sitting on the right side of an issue getting yelled at.
Well, I just pointed out that the content of his lyrics were actually Reaganite conservative.
Yep.
Like, it was like conservatism dressed up in like good old country boy vibes, and it just irritated me. And plus, the guy's obviously just a hipster. Anyway. We're talking about Geert Wilders. Again, I'm saying Wilders. I'm not saying Builders. I'm not going to do that pretension anymore. He's just Wilders. He won, I guess. I don't know how it works. Like I said, I tried to follow the Dutch election in like 2017, and it was highly confusing. There's a ton of different parties. The barrier to entry to getting involved in an election there or a race is low.
Mm-hmm.
So they have all these like dumb niche parties. Like they probably have like a Warhammer 40K fandom party, and you can like vote for somebody like that, right? Like they have this. I know they have like parties dedicated to like the most niche retarded shit. And again, it depends on sort of like in America, basically Jews give you only two choices, and anything else is like so dauntingly high barrier to entry that it's almost impossible to do. And then in the Netherlands, like, oh yeah, you can just do whatever you want. Like you can have a party based on something dumb. And since no other politicians are anything but like dumb people, like you just do it anyway. So they have a bunch of parties now. I really didn't understand how it worked. It's complex, multi-round. But I don't understand these multi-round voting systems either. This has always confused me. Like, how does this work? Like, vote or not, and the winner, the guy with the most votes, should win. Isn't this how this works? But I guess the idea of proportional representation, like everyone votes, and then you make up the parliament based on the proportions of the votes, that can work too. But like, the issue is that I guess he's going to be the prime minister. I think that's how that works in that country, or whatever, based on the top dog. And the thing is, what happened was that it was basically he wasn't even in the top three polling up until the election. And he was yes.
Go ahead. Just keep talking.
My screenshot.
Oh, did someone grab you?
That screenshot. Yeah. Someone took that from I don't really mind. But that is my screenshot that I took from his website. Yesterday evening, from Geert Wilder's
Nemesis on Twitter.
I thought that Gene Wilder was dead. I didn't realize.
Yeah.
Nemesis on Twitter. Why don't you credit Mike's telegram with that? What's wrong? What happened?
Who is Nemesis?
That's the account that's posting that.
Whatever. That's
fine. Be banned.
Well, you know,
that's
like,
funny.
Enoch is the Jewish account that pointed out all this Jewish shilling on Geert Wilder's thing, so you can't really credit it.
Well, it's very funny that, like,
again, I mean, I don't Mike even Enoch, arch-Jew, doesn't support Israel and is critical of Geert Wilders based on his overwhelmingly fucking cringe support of Israel because Mike Enoch is a Jew, obviously. That's how this works.
That's going to get clipped.
Good, get clipped. You know what's already clipped? Your Zionist balls are already clipped, Clipper. You are a fucking Israel shill. And one day...
Well, I think...
Whatever.
One thing that is remarkable here about this is that I really haven't seen, and I feel like this is something
How
that
How come
has
there's
changed,
no Dutch stuff on his website? There's nothing on his fucking website about the Dutch.
Dude.
This is all Israel shit.
On Telegram, I said this. My Telegram post, I said, this is a screenshot of the top six items on Geert Wilder's website. I don't see anything in there about the Netherlands. There's nothing there. But the point here is that I wanted to first finish the story about him and his election. So then what happened is there was a debate, I guess, a little while ago. And after this debate that he participated in with members, I guess, of the other leading parties, the media, and this is post October 7th Hamas attack on Israel, the media basically turned on a dime and said he won. He won the debate hands down. Everyone else made a fool of themselves, and they basically went into a mode of like completely supporting Wilders, like just telling everyone he's the one, he's going to win, and then disparaging all the other candidates. Now I'm getting this information secondhand, so if it's wrong, don't blame me, but it makes sense. Or it could be more nuanced than this, because we all know that there would probably be some libtard areas of the media that would continue to attack him and call him far right and things like that. Although it's probable that what happened is that in some way or another, it was signaled to people like this is all the right wingers should vote for this guy. And so they basically orchestrated him to be at the top of the election, and it's purely there to boost Zionism. He's just like he was Javier Milei before Javier Milei became a thing. All these figures are the same. And the one thing that you can do to spot these frauds is just look at their aggressively obsequious, like almost absurd levels of shilling for Israel. Like Javier Milei's level of shilling for Israel is lunatic. Who the fuck in Argentina is asking for that out of any politician? Why is that even on the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
It's not even something that people would think of. And the same, now you might say maybe a little bit different for the Netherlands. It's close.
Oh my God, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please do so. We'll both be happier for it.
Closer to Israel, but like
that's closer.
yeah, sort of like physically closer, but it's like, but still, it would seem odd. Like, why the fuck do we care about this? Like, and so, yeah. So he basically pulled it out, and I don't believe that it was not a Jewish thing, because it obviously was. Jews obviously made some decision that they wanted him to be prime minister, and therefore he won. And the thing is, years ago, we actually would have had to fight more people on this. Like in 2017, had Wilders won, and if we had started saying, oh, but this guy is like a Jewish shill, we probably would have faced a lot more resistance from within this, our own thing, right? Because that was, people weren't as wise to these Zionist tricks then, like with Trump, right?
Right.
Because then it would have been like, oh, look, Trump won. Now Wilders won. Now Bolsonaro won. Like all these other people who are these right-wing conservative phony nationalists, but actually ultra-Zionist politicians and candidates, like Milei winning. Say that happened 6 years ago. That also, if we decided, well, look, he's a Jew, he's an Israel show. Like, look at him. There would have been more people like, well, we have to just suck that up and blah, blah, all this shit, right?
Right, yeah.
But now I think people have gotten really wise to that, and I haven't seen anywhere in our space anybody talking about Wilders or Wilders as anything other than some fucking Jew shill. Wilders is interesting because he was sort of he's been around for a while. Okay, so he's actually been around longer than many of these other figures.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the guy, I would credit him, and I could be wrong, so if there's somebody that was doing it first, you can tell me. He was the guy who sort of pioneered the idea of saying Muslims hate gays. That's why we need to keep Muslims out.
Oh, jeez.
Was that really?
He was one of the original ones that did that. Yeah, that's sort of his. That was his sort of calling card that he started doing that in the early 2000s. This other guy, Pim Fortune, who was shot dead by a leftist in 2002, was another gay right-wing faggot who loved Israel and hated Islam. But he was shot to death by some environmentalist. Left-wing environmentalist, probably because he was like anti-global warming or something like that. And then there was Theo Van Gogh, who actually is supposedly a descendant of the painter, but who was a faggot, like openly like degenerate faggot, who made like degenerate faggot films, and a Muslim like stabbed him through the heart. And he was also one of these anti-Islam, pro-gay, supposed far right-wingers. But the only thing, like, Wilders himself doesn't say he's far right. He says he's basically a liberal except for Islam. And he doesn't like Islam because Islam isn't liberal. So he's not really far right.
Hmm.
Right? Like, he's total fucking neoliberal capitalist.
He hasn't earned his
total
bad hair.
Total shill for Jews.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said he hasn't earned his bad hair.
He's just what you'd expect. He's just what you'd expect, right? And I don't expect that he actually will do anything to curb immigration. Because that's not the shot. He will, however, be somebody who puts the Netherlands in international diplomatic relations and wrangling and things like that. He's now putting the Netherlands firmly in the Israel camp.
Yeah, I see what's going on here. The Daily Beast is talking about a Dutch far-right takeover. Terrifying show for Europe.
No, that's all. That's actually, you know. On some level, I wonder, do Jews know that when they have, like, Jews know that when they have outlets like the Daily Beast say things like that, they give this guy credibility. Because people will come and be like, no, but libtards are freaking out. They wouldn't be freaking out if there wasn't something. It's like, no. This is all a fucking staged play. Not to sound like a lunatic, but all this is set up. Like, they understand that this Finkelthink or whatever you want to call it, this phony thing, and if they have libtards freaking out about, like, oh my god, crazy far right, one, that's going to keep libtards engaged, and it's going to keep people on the actual far right thinking, oh, maybe this guy is far right, because look, all these libtards are freaking out. It's all fucking stupid. But, like, what is he going to do that's far right? Just support Israel. That's it.
Mean to Muslims, apparently.
Yeah, he's going
to
talk shit on Muslims and support Israel.
Is he going to be like Georgia Maloney? Like, all right, we hate these Muslims, 100%. But we're going to get a whole bunch of more of them. And we're just going to keep letting them in.
He's going to be probably Georgia Maloney plus.
That's the strategy now. That is your hard right winger that hates Islam. It's like, we'll bring a whole bunch of them in. What else?
Here's the base thing he apparently is planning to do is he promotes a ban on hijabs inside government buildings.
What does that do?
Well, that's kind of a court ruling you're just going to lose. If your country is liberal, that's going to be challenged. It's not going to fly. You're not going to be allowed. If your goal is not to like deport these people and they're just going to be citizens of your country, you can't deny citizens of your country access to government buildings based on the hats they're wearing. You just can't do that. It's not going to stand up in court. If you don't want hijabs in government building, what you need to do is deport all the people that wear hijabs and make them not citizens of your country so they have no business in your government buildings. But that's not on the table. That's not what anybody's doing.
That whole fight is fake. The reason he's doing
that's what I'm illustrating. It's like, it's fake. It's like a real policy. We're throwing all these people out of our country. That's totally off the table. It's like, no, we're taking more in so that there's less of them to fight with Israel. And by the way, we love Israel. That's what they're doing.
This is where people get confused because they see us saying things like counter-signaling these cultural battles. I'm like, no, it's a stupid thing. You are supposed to get involved in that and take a side in that and be like, whoa, he wants to ban hijab. Okay, based. But why ban hijab? Who gives a fuck if ladies – but then what if a white lady wants to wear a headscarf just because she wants to look like Jackie Onassis or something?
Can you
like
ban yarmulkes?
Can she not do it?
Ban yarmulkes in your government.
Yeah, let's ban yarmulkes. Ban yarmulkes. Ban religious head coverings so as not to discriminate, right?
Hmm.
Well, he's got another based policy proposal. Ooh. This one really takes the cake. He wants to do? He wants to cut taxes.
Whoa.
Dude.
Do some
fucking far right shit.
So now,
start selling a little bit more like a basic bitch Republican every minute.
This is what we're going to do. Yeah, no, listen, I've got the plan.
The thing is, if you look at him, which I don't very often, he's a very weird looking person also, but he could just be like that he's from that country where people are kind of look like tight lipped and a little uptight. But anyway, whatever.
Cartoon character. He's got Donald
he
Trump. Look,
he looks weird. Jesus, yeah, well, that's the funny thing about all these people have like a Donald Trump haircut. It's very strange. But
oh my god, how many political parties do they have in this fucking country?
Like fucking hundreds. For not even that many people.
At the list here.
There's only like a few million people in the whole place. And they got like all these. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. It's very confusing.
I wanted to say like what his plan is. Like you cut taxes so that all of the Islamic, African, whatever immigrants you have, so that you don't have as much public funds to pay their public assistance with, so you can go into debt.
Yep.
You can go into debt to have to pay like your Islamic welfare.
Something like that.
That's a good plan.
Very good. Yes.
Who do you go in debt to?
Actually borrow money from America.
Yeah. That's how that works.
That's ideal.
That way you have low taxes and you have a massive immigration problem that just stays and you just slowly lose your country.
By increasing demand for the dollar, you strengthen
the
dollar, which is Jews need the dollar to be strong.
And you just keep slobbing
Israel's knob. For Israel.
Keep sucking Israel's dick. Things will eventually get better. This pattern will eventually break. This Jewish pattern of world domination through the United States and third world immigration. Yeah. Eventually they're going to do it so hard that it stops and reverses if you support Israel hard enough. That's how the world works. That's where it's going.
Right.
It's happening.
Right, right. So, yeah, but I mean, the thing about him is like, I guess, you know, I've seen some of his videos where he really talks tough. He talks like a tough guy. He's like really in your face with the raw facts. Like that's sort of his, just like all of these guys are like that. That's sort of one of their behavioral characteristics. There's a pretense that they are like tough talking, no nonsense, tells it like it is. There's a video. Here, we could show this video. This is from 7 years ago. We could show this. It's like a message to Turkey. Somebody pointed this out to me the other day. He's basically saying that Turks aren't Europeans. Where is this actually?
Wow.
Yeah.
They're not?
And it's sort of like, okay, so here he is. This is him. And so, you know, he's speaking in English here too. I guess they speak English over there.
Wow.
So this is kind of the style that he operates in. I think this should be in English.
Today I have a message for the Turks. Your government is fooling you into believing that one day you will become a member of the European Union. Well, forget it. You are no Europeans, and you will never be. An Islamic state like Turkey does not belong to Europe. All the values Europe stands for, freedom, democracy, human rights, are incompatible with Islam. We do not want visa-free travel for Turks coming to Europe either. European governments that agree with this will be voted out of office by the people. Turkey voted for Erdogan, a dangerous Islamist who raises the flag of Islam. We do not want more, but less Islam. So Turkey, stay away from us.
I want Sharia law.
You are not welcome here.
See, let's just have Sharia law. That's the kind of thing, though, that there was a time when people would have seen that and be like, well, that's really based.
Oh, that's from 6 years ago. I wasn't paying attention.
That's old. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's not new. That's old. But that's what I'm saying. That was from 6 years ago when he was running. And this is why, you know, libtards are all far right. But again, he's doing the bit. Like, mop of blonde hair, really tough talking. But then in the end, it's like, now you could interpret a racial message out of that if you wanted to. But he didn't actually say anything about race. He said, you're not Europeans because, your religion doesn't value freedom and democracy and human rights, by which he means, like, gay stuff. He is legitimately the...
So does it have anything to do with the fact that Turkey is, like, a huge military threat to Israel?
Yeah, there's that. Well, Turkey theoretically could be, but Turkey is also... Look, I mean, I would object to Turkey joining the European Union as well, but I also just object to the European Union. I mean, it's at least as it is currently constituted. Like, European Union would have to not be just a foreign policy tool of Jews and would have to be something that's actually independent. But the thing is that the European Union, no one even gives a shit anymore. I don't know if Turkey is is wanting to apply for it anymore. But the issue is, I don't even think it has anything to do with Turkey's stance to Israel, because Turkey's always been mainly supportive of Israel, and they are even today, despite Erdogan saying shit. Like, Erdogan is also another, frankly, he's another Trump-type figure, because he's out there telling his people what they want to hear while not actually doing anything either. Like, he's out there saying all this shit about Israel and, like, all this stuff, but he's not going to do anything. He hasn't even done the minor step of simply stopping shipments of goods and fuel from Turkey to Israel, which is, if he really wanted to hurt Israel, that's what he would do. But he's also got a lot of cushy deals with America and things like that, and, you know, American weapons and bases in Turkey and stuff like that. So he's a fairly what Wilders is doing is just whipping up support for a Zionist candidacy based on, like, something that can sort of be seen as racist, but can all, it's basically there to please as many people as possible. Like, it's racists are supposed to see it and get happy about it. People that hate Islam are supposed to see it and get happy about it. Anti-immigration people are supposed to see it and get happy about it. But he's not really making any promises to anybody, you know? So that's what that is. And that's gives you a feel for the kind of politics this guy does. Right. So, right. And remember, Islam isn't a race. It's just a religion. So it's like you making well, this also, about a religion. It's also just,
it's
also just actually,
distraction. It's like no, yeah. don't fight with us Jews. Fight with the Muslims. It's just like a it's a rope dope. Yeah. It's fake. Like the only reason
and
you
it's
have,
also the yeah. thing is. Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh, I was gonna say the only reason you even have an issue with Islam is that Jews have sent them to your country to live. They've used their power right. to like sort of dispense or yeah. disperse and, these people around the world where they don't belong. And
even there, and the then, issue is then race.
Like, they've done that, but they've done, but it's not they've but it's all a trick. Like you could say the issue is race,
yeah.
but they've made the issue the religion because the Jews who use their powers to disperse these people around the world where they don't belong, they also use their media outlets that they control and their to basically paint every single one of them as these religious fanatics that are at odds with you and that you're into like a cultural battle with them. Like they, people, yeah. I remember people were convinced there was going to be like a worldwide caliphate. It's like, no, there's worldwide.
Hello. Thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors. We have no mega donors. We have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you. Why Zionism? And this is a distraction yeah. for you to like. You're not going to fight. I mean, look at how many people who call themselves white nationalists that are like, I don't care what happens to Israel. It's like, well, that's the trick. That's the trick. It's right. literally the trick. Someone once asked me, it's like, oh, was Rotherham a psyop? It's like, in a way, it kind of was. They sent those people there, and that happened as a result. They knew that would happen. And now, you know, the result of that is like, I can't support Palestinians because of what Arabs did in Rotherham. It's like, very well, very good. Like,
those are Pakistanis, though.
Yeah, but it's still, it's like, it's a brutal, like, because of the psyop yeah. of, it was like, Islamic yeah. fundamentalist, whatever, religious fanaticism that you believe all these, like, you think those people were, like, raping for like religious fanaticism, or is it just because they're animals? And you think that like the solution is to have them all just like cleared out of Palestine and like sent like have more sent around Europe and America and Canada or whatever? It's like no, like this is the scheme. It's a scheme and it works.
Right, it works. And first of all, the fact is, like, you know, I saw a video that someone had posted yesterday on Telegram, and it was a nigger. In Ireland, taking out his dick and like showing it to people Wonderful. In the middle of the street and like chasing a white woman and her daughters around, right? And the message attached to this video,
that's Sharia law, by the
way, was something accusing this nigger of being an Islamist.
Yes, he was practicing
Islamist migrant in Ireland. I'm like, I that's just a nigger. I mean, like,
he was practicing Sharia law, right there.
That's on this matter. That's a nigger.
That's Sharia law.
That's just a nigger. There's no Islam had nothing to do with that. Like, you can hate Islam all you want, but like, it's just you're just factually wrong if you're saying that.
It's a racial thing. These are Muslims.
Niggers here aren't Muslims, except for there's a few of them that are, but like, and those are the ones that are generally better behaved, even like.
If anything,
that nigger needs more Islam.
To really ascribe genuine religious belief to a nigger, just because they don't have like the hardware to run that particular program.
But also, there's just no reason to believe that, even in the context of Europe, you know, blacks are actually not likely to be Muslims. You know, like, it's just fucking retarded. Like, it's just. And attributing a religious ideology to blacks when they're doing just nigger behavior, like taking their dick out and chasing people around, that's just nigger stuff. That's just black people stuff.
Religious belief, it comes with a set of system requirements, and niggers just they are nowhere close to that.
Yeah, I actually said this. I said this in this chat group. I was like, being an Islamist requires the ability to have abstract thought. Like, seriously, is whatever else you want to say about it, like, it's not a philosophy I agree with, but it's. It is something that requires you to be able to think abstractly think about the future, the idea of establishing a worldwide Islamic caliphate has to be something you can imagine happening in the future. You need to have some future orientation, some level of time preference here. And and blacks just don't have that capability. And I'm like, also, I doubt that this nigger even is, if he has a religious affiliation at all, it's probably some kind of Christian. I mean, not that that matters either, because he's not, you wouldn't say, look at this Christian.
Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
That's what I mean when I say the issue here is racial. If you bring, frankly, if you bring Pakistanis in, they're going to be rapey. They're going to be rapey. That's a racial thing. Indians are also rapey. They're the same race. None of the people are going to dispute that. Sorry. Subcontinental Asians, whatever you want to call them. I see them all as one race. I'm sure that there's multiple different varieties, but they're just like the brown race. And yeah, they're just rapey. They like to rape. They like to sexually abuse and rape because they're weird, effeminate losers. But yeah, so again, it's like making the issue about Islam is just a way. And it also, what's the other thing it does is it now you're now, and I remember seeing this after 9/11, and Opie and Anthony used to joke about this, how like you see like a brown guy and you're kind of pensive about it. And then you hear him speak Spanish. And you're like, oh, thank God. Right, so it's like, so now you're normalizing immigrants that aren't Islamic, right? Wonderful. And frankly, Africans, black Africans, Islam or Christian, they're not really motivated by religion one or the other, they're just black, right? But they could easily just not be Muslims, and you're still gonna have to, and they're going to be equally problematic whether Muslim or not, or whether Muslim identifying or not, or whatever it might be. So, you know, making it just about, and what about then Arabs who say, I'm fleeing the tyranny of Islam to Europe. You know, what about, because you'll get those too. You'll get people who are like, oh, the Islamic caliphate is taking over my country. I must flee to Europe. And since I am not, and Geert Wilders and politicians like that would actively embrace those kinds of people. In fact, I think one of his main allies is some woman of color who's like anti-Muslim. So you're getting the same issue. That's why I say the issue is race. If someone's not talking about it in a racial context, they're doing it wrong. The issue here is race. Yeah. Now, I could also just say, like, you know, for you thinking that those people that were raping girls in Rotherham, if you think they're actually Palestinians, that's probably wrong, too. I'm pretty sure they're Pakis or whatever. And now we've had these two incidents. We had an incident in France of a guy getting stabbed to death. We talked about this by Algerians. Although those were Algerians that had been brought to France after the 60s, and were probably like third generation, just like basically niggers, like people that had picked up on like, you know, nigger culture in France, living in these Algerian suburbs, and they went and they stabbed a bunch of white French people at a party. And there was another similar incident somewhere else where another one of these types stabbed someone. I'm like, again, this is a racial issue. This is because France has within its borders a large population of racial foreigners who are and of course, because France is run by Jews, they have anti-white and anti-European ideology permeating throughout all the media channels. And so yeah, this
is what you get. One of the things, this Ireland stabbing, is you've got these fags on Twitter that are like, well, he was an Irish citizen and it was a Brazilian that rescued people. And it's like, that's not a native Irish citizen. No.
It's just fundamentally dishonest. Yeah. Saying he was an Irish man. See, no, he's not. He's not. And yeah, and then of course, like, dude, I've never seen such outrage over rioting in my life.
I know, right?
From the media, it's like, oh, now you're mad? Now you're mad?
Yeah, because now they're doing like the same bit about, oh, look, I'm burning their communities down. Look at these animals.
No, they actually were. The places they burned were actually very selected for they burned the migrant center and they burned the hotel. My understanding, I could be wrong about some of this. My understanding is they burned down the migrant intake center. They burned down a Holiday Inn where they were being housed. So they were actually, it was actually very targeted.
I thought that when you were doing a racialized protest, it's okay to burn stuff down. Right?
Yeah.
I thought that was acceptable.
I mean, at this point, it's like that double standard, everybody mentions it. But I'm like, what's so funny is it's something everyone online says, but you never see any like main media figures like make these kinds of statements. Like, I want to see what the fuck does CNN have to say about that, right?
Right.
Now, even like the New York Post was getting in on it. And I'm like, yeah, like, what do these people have to say to it? Like, you know, now they're talking about they want to pass even stricter laws against demonstrating and such. A friend from Ireland contacted me and, you know, just sent me a few messages via text and was like, yeah, no, this is just, I was like, yeah, things look pretty spicy. And he was like, oh, yeah, but they're going to be, they're already talking about, like, new laws just prevent protesting, like, generally speaking. I'm like, oh, neat. So here we have Ireland, the country where was actually founded by actual nationalists a little bit, 100 years or so ago, a little bit over 100 years ago. And now they have this happening. Why? You know, and it doesn't make sense. I mean, those Irish that went out.
He stabbed children.
He stabbed little girls. And, like, the riots were completely fucking justified. Like, honestly. Every government should fear this. Every government should fear that kind of shit. And go ahead, if you want to think I'm going to get myself in trouble for saying this in America, niggers were saying this fucking up and down over a completely justified killing of George Floyd.
They should be lynching their political leaders in Ireland right now.
Yes, absolutely.
They should be lynching them. They should be dragging their dead bodies to the street.
Yeah. Hypothetically, yes. Yes, generally speaking, yeah. No, they would richly deserve such things. But I'm saying, like,
those leaders have failed the citizens. They did not hold up the bargain. The purpose of people
in a country is not to uphold the ideology of a bunch of fucking faggot, effeminate, douchebag politicians. That's not what they're there for. You're supposed to be there for them. You're not supposed to be there for a bunch of kikes in Israel and a bunch of fucking, like, immigrant NGOs run by Jews.
Yeah.
These are not who you're supposed to answer to. That's why I completely support these people rioting and doing everything that they did. I totally support it. Because every fucking government should fear this. Every government should fear this. In the West. Every European and American government should fear this kind of shit. White people need to stop being such pussies, frankly.
Yeah.
We're getting walked all over. And it's getting fucking pathetic. But yeah,
well, at least they're doing something. At least they are.
No, I was delighted to see that. I'm in full support. Vociferous.
I liked when Conor McGregor
wants to get me in trouble for that shit. Go ahead, I don't care.
I liked when the Irish MMA man went on Twitter and condemned his people's, like, sort of uprising. So barbaric.
What? That was incredibly gay. Conor McGregor didn't do that though. Obviously, you're talking about someone new. Conor McGregor was actually supportive of it, but I think there's other Irish MMA.
Is there a different MMA guy? Maybe it was that boxer, the fat guy that won the fixed match against that nigga recently.
I have no idea. I didn't see that.
Conor McGregor calls for torture and death for Dublin child stabbing suspect.
Yeah, no, he's out there, like, he's about it, right? And but maybe there's some other Irish sportsman who said something incredibly gay, but he should also.
An Irish sportsman saying incredibly gay things, I guess.
Well, it wasn't Conor McGregor though, because he actually was saying base things.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
I mean, they should be concerned because Ireland does have a bit of a history when it comes to colorful activism among its population.
Well, Ireland literally staged a revolution based on their fucking blood and soil just a little bit over 100 years ago. And so now here we are. Where they're yet now on this country that did this, this is being imposed on them? I mean, who's doing this? It's Jews. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, now I desperately want to find what I saw, and it's just going to be impossible, because that was several days ago. On a website, No, now I want to see. I want to find, like, the tweet that I saw. Like, what was the mistake that I made?
Oh, okay.
Like, who was
I don't
that?
Know.
It's impossible to find that though. That was several.
Well, Conor McGregor's not an MMA fighter either, isn't he? Just a boxer.
Looks like whoever stopped that that suspect gave him a brain injury. So there is that.
I'll also, frankly, The fact that people stopped him. That's also, I don't know, would that happen in America, or would people just run and hide?
Well, in America, you know? If you run and stop them, like, you're going to jail. It's
you go to jail. You get stabbed and you go to jail.
Right? Yeah. You go to jail for it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And Jews were laughing about it, by the way. Because sure, Ireland has a history. Ireland has a history of supporting Palestinians.
Of course, like Jews laugh.
Really...
Jews laugh all the way to the bank. Everything that happens because this shit happens. And
yeah,
it completely.
But they're
openly
gloating about it.
Yeah,
about not about the rioting and the Irish people getting back at their government. They're laughing about the girl, like the girls getting stabbed.
Yeah, they love it.
Like, okay, so yeah, so Jews, you can go right on the top of the fucking pyre as well, you know, like fuck you, like, you know, frankly, Jews don't have any role in Ireland. They should be chased out like the snakes, and they should get the fuck out, just like all of Europe. Like fuck you, get out. Like we just don't, like we can't afford any of this shit anymore. It just has to be, all this shit has to stop. We just can't have this shit. People need to just get fucking fed up with it and just be like, you know what? I don't care about like all these shibboleths, all these roadblocks, all these things in my way. Like it's time to just fucking put a stop to this shit. We have enough people to do it. All you need is some fucking balls. That's it. All you need is just to have the fucking stones to do something. And I'm not talking about, oh, like go do like random terrorist acts. I'm saying you have to do something as a group together, united. You know, that's it. Otherwise, it's just going to keep happening. It's going to keep happening. But yeah, no, I'm very proud of the Irish. It was great what they did.
Yeah. Just,
and, you know.
It just makes me think about what we go through here. You know? Just like nonstop, just every day there's some nigger violence.
Every day there's another outrage. But America's white people in America are spread out. They're enervated. They're atomized. They're black-pilled. They're depressed. They are so afraid of losing what little they have that they don't want to stick their necks out. I understand it. But it's the behavior of people that are beaten down.
Yeah. And I don't know what the cure to it is.
I understand why people are. I wish they were less like that. That's what I'm trying to convince them to be. But yeah, we're just beating down people in America. And then desperately afraid of the precarity that's looming around every corner, the economic precarity looming.
Hey, are you still listening? You should get behind the paywall. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and get yourself a subscription.
Around every corner as people totally paralyzed. As well as the worry about social ostracism, because you have no idea when you step out the door, who has a thought in their brain that's different than what's on the fucking TV? You could go either way with that, with almost anybody, and people are afraid to take the chance. So, which is another thing that doesn't happen in a place where people live in a community. You know what people are thinking because you live in a society, in a community, where you know the people around you, you know what they're thinking, you know where their mind works.
I think that's social.
We don't live in a society like that. You don't know what the fuck anyone around you thinks. So you get your idea of what people think from the fucking TV,
yeah,
or the internet or the newspaper. So you don't really know what they're thinking.
Well, that's called
no idea.
That's called critical thinking and being having, you know, that's free thought. That's free will. The other thing you're talking about where you have an actual community, that's just socialism. And that's just crushing the individual. Right. You couldn't have that. You gotta have like the everywhere. Everyone's just a free market of ideas. The information, like the debate arena, which is all served to you from like, you know, mass media,
from like
companies, and internet.
The debate arena is controlled by people like Elon Musk, who go on like tours of Israel and like, you know, lick Jewish balls.
What is worse than Elon Musk? Ever since he bought Twitter, it has gotten so much fucking worse.
Yeah,
so
that
much
was the
worse.
Plan.
It's so that was the bad fucking now. Plan. I mean, every time I go on this site, it's just like the For You section is just all fucking Israel shilling. It either serves me up Angelo John Gage or Ben Shapiro, and it's all the same thing. It's just Zionism after Zionism, and
It's either Zionism being Zionism or like Zionism pretending
some
to be
like
pro-white.
Zionism, yeah.
It's just terrible. Just awful.
Well, I've got that video here.
Yeah, is it the Elon visit to Israel?
Let me see. Yeah, let me get this. This is Elon's visit to Israel. There it is. Yeah, as usual. Embedded on Mega. That's just how I do this now.
That's fine.
It's just the way it works.
Right up.
It's good. I mean, it's actually nice that we have a place where we can upload our own videos and they immediately play as a video on the web.
Go. Let's go.
Last night, some of them returned home. Not home yet, but they returned to Israel. And, most of them were kidnapped from the houses over here.
Is when the terrorists infiltrated into the kibbutz itself.
Dude, what a douchebag he looks like, honestly.
Does he like? Does he want to be there? Is he this like? Is this interesting to him in any way?
No, he's just This is some. My guess is legitimately like when that little thing happened a couple weeks ago, where suddenly Jonathan Greenblatt was like licking Elon's balls and being really nice to him and telling advertisers they can come back to him and all this shit. That he had at that point agreed to go and do this little stunt. I could be wrong. It's just a theory, but he didn't do this. He didn't like volunteer to do this. Like, this is part of some deal he made with Jews, right? Like, doing this is part of some deal he made with Jews.
Are we looking at Elon Musk?
Yes. And there he is with our old buddy there. Oh, pal.
Such a good girl.
On his way back, he noticed several terrorists that were right over here. It's a symbol in the kibbutz. You have kids inside, the mothers and the fathers run around with it.
Here's like the baby crib. Look at this little stage scene. They put like bullets inside a baby's crib. Is that what I'm seeing? They have like shell casings in there? Is that what that was? Couldn't tell.
Why would you do this?
To get advertisers back on your platform.
Yeah, right. That's basically all it is. I forgot about that.
Seriously. I'm serious.
Yeah, this is humiliating. You're going over there, and these savages are like showing you like this badly assembled like stage show of atrocity.
You're basically letting these tribal savages take you on like a Potemkin village tour of
That's what it is. It's a Potemkin village tour, except it's like atrocity porn or something.
Right. And did they really just put like shell casings in a baby crib? Did they really do that? Because that's what I thought I saw, but the scene flashed by so quickly. Oh. I'm not sure if
that.
He might as well just like bend over and drop his pants at this point.
I love that.
Assuming he hasn't.
I can't scrub without it playing. That sucks.
But he also, look, if you look at him, he's just like a nerd. Like, he's just walking around like,
Why is he taking a picture?
He's like, I gotta get this one. This is going on my Instagram.
Why hasn't anybody cleaned this up? It's been over a month. It's been almost 2 months.
Because they had to wait for Elon Musk to do the... Do the tour, Don't you have like cleanup crews here? What's going on?
It's a textured ceiling. I have one of those.
Inside them, in order to breach doors or windows. And this is the insignia of the sir.
Okay. Who did the spray paints? What the hell are these boxes? Are we delivering are we delivering like replacement windows? Like, what's happening? What is this?
I guess that might well be what that is. I don't know. I mean, did Hamas do this? I thought they just like killed people and took hostages. Did they destroy? I could see them setting on fire.
Why would
houses.
They do that?
That looks
just
like
out
a
of nowhere.
Bomb hit
for no reason whatsoever. Yeah.
Well, I'm just sort of, again, I don't want to be doing too much like the visual investigation crap, but to me, it's like the allegations I heard were that they invaded the thing and they like killed people and took hostages. But it looks like they also like destroyed everything. Like, that's not really what you like, what, you know, just infantry, just men on foot with guns. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess maybe they set fire to some places, but why is there debris everywhere? Why does it look like a bomb hit that place? I don't know.
Why is Elon Musk there?
Anyway.
Why does anybody care?
Well, to get advertisers back on the platform.
Dude.
The other thing is, frankly, Jews, like, the ship on this has sailed. People don't have sympathy for you.
I mean,
like, people don't give a shit about your fucking stupid fucking kites living in a kibbutz. Like, no one cares.
To anybody with a brain, it looks like a dog being brought to heel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw an ad yesterday. Like, they've got these, I guess they've got an ad campaign where they're just trying to turn like 10/7 into like a stop hate type deal. It's like, no, this is not about like hate and racism and fascism. Like, this is, you're involved in a territorial war against people that you fucked over, and they struck back. You like, all this shit that this ad they put together of, I don't remember what
that
the,
should
I don't
tell
what,
everyone all they need to know.
I don't remember what the lobbying group
that's
was called.
That's how Jews operate.
I don't remember what the lobbying group was called that was listed at the bottom on the crawl.
When they just invented.
Yeah, no, I know. It's new, but it's just like the idea that they're turning October 7th, the day of the.
This was just hate.
This is just hate, and this is a stop hate. It's like, no, it's like these people hate you, and they have every fucking reason to.
Right.
It's like, stop Jews.
How
about stop Jews?
Thing.
Like,
that's.
Yeah.
That's a major Jewish thing, is like hate is some like ineffable thing. It's this thing that's just there. Sometimes people just have it. They just come down with hate, and then they do stuff that hurts Jews. And for some reason that we can't discuss, for no rational reason whatsoever, Jews, and they always say, like, whenever you start getting hate, inevitably Jews are like one of its first targets. And I'm like, no, Jews act like pieces of shit. They screw people over. They piss people off. And eventually those people start doing something about it. What you want to do is you want to have everybody rally against people doing something about Jews without having any rational examination of why they would do it. So that's where this hate thing comes in, where the idea of like anti-Semitism is a mental disorder. Anti-Semitism is this prejudice that always happens, but for no reason. It's just this unreasoning hatred. People for no reason whatsoever come up with the idea of hate, and they always want to do that, because when you examine, and frankly, people that see right through it, because there's a ton of people that see through this shit exactly when it comes to Israel and Palestine, you need to start applying that backwards in time to everything with Jews. Apply it to the Germans too. If the Palestinians are not just raging anti-Semites for no reason, which is what Jews want you to believe, but I actually have a legitimate serious grievance with Jews, which is why they are retaliating and attacking them, if you understand that, which anti-Israel people do, apply that to everything with Jews. It was the same for the Germans. It was the same for the Germans. In fact, it's never not been the case that people hate Jews for a reason, because of what they're doing. And Jews, don't give them this get-out-of-jail-free card. Every time. You don't have to, like, love the Nazis, although I don't understand why you wouldn't, but you don't have to. But here's the thing. You have to put them in the same category as any other human group. They're not some mystical, magical thing that's outside the realm of anything that a human group is capable of or could have done or is somehow beyond the pale just because it is. Now, we've been brought up to think that. We've been brainwashed to think that. That has worked very well with most people through the use of television, school, and media programming. But the fact is, the Germans was just another group that defied Jews. And if the Jews win in Palestine, we can expect that in 50 years on after that victory, the Palestinians will have been framed as a beyond the pale group that just hated, and you can't have any. Oh, God, that flag. You better not see that Palestine flag anywhere. Oh, my gosh. That's a symbol of just unreasoning hatred. And oh, also, by the way, soon they'll start roping in other groups. Oh, they also hated immigrants. Oh, they also hated queers. Oh, look, they also hated, you know, all this. So, no, fuck you. All this hate stuff, it's all Jews. It's all run by Jews. It's all so Jews can maintain control. And their behavior never comes under scrutiny. What Jews don't ever want is for other people to make them the topic of conversation. They have the right to make any other group the topic of their conversation and sit there. They literally sit in fucking rooms and plan what to do with other groups. What are we going to do about these Arabs? What are we going to do about these whites? Where are we going to move these people from Africa into Europe? We got to move these Middle Easterners into Europe. They sit there and they plan that. And they never asked you. I'm talking about democracy, Geert. It's the most undemocratic thing ever. Nobody was asked.
They've got a lot of balls in the air right now. I saw one of them on Threads was trying to get in an ohm because they were talking about how the UN says you should believe all women. The UN also says you shouldn't believe Jews. And I'm like, what?
Well, that's because they're doing this bit of like they're doing this in reverse where they're like all these human rights organizations don't care about human rights of Jews. Like these women's organizations don't care about Hamas sexual violence. Like,
yeah, they're doing
all stuff. But I'm like, yeah, no one gives a shit about it. It's actually true. I'm just like, let's just double down on it. Yeah. Frankly, Jews, nobody has sympathy for you. You're right. No one has sympathy for you. And those that do, they only do because you're paying them. And you always have that sneaking suspicion, don't you? You always have that sneaking suspicion that maybe Geert Wilders secretly fucking hates you. Maybe he secretly hates you, but you just have blackmail on him or you just got money on him. Elon Musk is probably true. Elon Musk probably secretly hates you, but you control his entire business empire and you could destroy him. So he does what you want. But you know he secretly hates you. I mean, and this is the case for everyone that works with you. Donald Trump probably secretly fucking hates you, but you just have blackmail material on him and you've got his entire family's whole setup in your clutches. You always have that suspicion, Jews, that everyone actually secretly is hating you. Even the people, frankly, they demonstrate this out loud when they talk about the one group of people that like doesn't actually that just loves them without getting anything from them, which is like Christian evangelical Zionists. They're all like, those people secretly hate us, though. And I'm like, no, that's the only group that doesn't, because they're fucking rubes and morons. And basically, you paid off a bunch of preachers about 100 years ago. You created the Schofield Bible, and now you have these fucking morons. That's the only people you got. And frankly, every time they open your mouth, they make your cause look cringy and stupid. So that's what you're saddled with, Jews. The only genuine support you get is from a bunch of fucking lunatic religious crazies that like no one else likes either. Because everyone else also hates Christian Zionists. No one likes those people.
Yeah, speaking of Christian Zionists, I gotta find this thing. Hang on.
Yeah. What is it? Okay.
It's some half Jew basically saying, well, literally saying we need to bomb Iran.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, not that.
What's the gist of it? If you can't find.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to today's Daily Shoah. The first half, anyway, with annoying ads interrupting it throughout. You can get away from this by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and signing up for a subscription. You will be treated to the full show on a convenient RSS feed in one giant file. You'll never have to hear these sales pitches again, and you'll get to comment and use the Bang forum. What fun! Join us. therightstuff.biz/paywall.
It's going to take. Oh, there it is. I found it. It's on JPost. Okay. It's on JPost. America J-Post. Needs to bomb Iran. Opinion. This is from Mike Evans.
Mike Evans.
Oh, just an opinion.
Crossover.
You know, I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Yeah, just an opinion.
I'm just like raising up the flagpole, see if anyone salutes, you know? It's like, yeah, America needs to do it, though, for us. Well, what does America get out of that? I don't care. They get us being happier. Anyway.
Oh, man, J-Post, your pop-up ads are going to make me want to commit actual murder. There's no monster. Except Mike Evans.
Okay, so what else does it say here, you know?
Yeah, I thought we were reading an article. What happened?
Yeah, I thought we were reading this.
Oh, we were reading an article.
Sorry, I thought I was doing a broadcast, but my fucking Skype window's not responding.
Oh, I hate that. Let me see. What's this guy's name? Mike Evans. Oh, let's see.
Imagine the combination, Rich.
Yeah, I got it right. Yeah. America needs to bomb Iran. Opinion.
It's like Tuvix.
How do you deal with Iran?
What was that? Is that what that guy's name was? Tuvix? It was like the two people stuck together. It's like, so we have Mike Evans. Yeah. Like the ROM version of Tuvix. It's Rich Evans and Mike's.
No. Israel was a mistake. Yeah,
oh,
Rich.
No.
It was.
Oh my God, what's wrong with your face?
Like just.
Oh my. Oh, they build. Oh no. They're building settlements. We just had a peace agreement. They're built. Oh, they're building settlements again. Oh no. America needs to bomb Iran. Opinion. How do you deal with Iran when it intends to take out Israel with a nuclear bomb? You high-five it. You give it a big old slap on the back. There's only one way this can be prevented: a preemptive strike on Iran by America. That's also just like, no, I don't think Iran actually has plans to nuke it. They'd be a lot cooler if they did, but I don't think that they do. Israel experienced a preemptive attack on its nation, which was the worst massacre in its history, by Iranian proxy Hamas, carried out with Iranian arms. That's actually not really true. Most of those arms were just standard AK-47s or else things that the Palestinians manufactured for themselves, frankly.
All right, I got this thing archived. I think literally the J-Post website was like crashing my computer.
No, really? Are you using Bravik? Because I just loaded it up.
Yeah, no, that's the problem. I was using my other browser. I have Bravik in a different tab.
Bravik, yeah, is a great, I read this browser, man. People should like last night. I don't ever get problems, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, some of the points in here are just amazing. Like, Israel cannot win a media war. Okay, well, why can't they? Oh, that's right, because they're evil. They're evil, and everybody knows it.
Yeah.
So this dude's saying it's only a question of time before the United Nations global club of Zionist haters will turn international public opinion against Israel with the assistance of the media. No, Israel's doing that themselves.
No, see, this is another right-wing Jew thing where they see the liberal media, which is all run by Jews, not being just pure cheerleaders for Israel. And they do this.
Being like the Telegraph?
Well, they need to maintain credibility. Right? Like, that's the thing. It's because Jews are running all these papers, and they are Zionists. The New York Times is objectively a Zionist paper. They'll even tell you this. But you get people like Thomas Friedman, who is a liberal Zionist, or that's at least the character he plays online. And he's highly critical of Netanyahu, and he's like, Netanyahu needs to go. And he's got, like, they just have a more realistic assessment of Israel, and they appear critical of Israel sometimes. But they have to do that in order to maintain credibility. And so they're still Zionists, though. Absolutely. So just talking about this with this is just low IQ. These are just low IQ Jews. These ones that talk about, the media is against Israel and stuff. It's like, no. Like, that's silly. And the problem is that liberals fall for that, too, which then, you know, that it's just like, yeah. Anyway,
some of the directions this dude goes in, it's just amazing. Like, he talks about Israel cannot win an economic war. But the part I thought was rather interesting is this: Mike Evans is kind of old. He says, let's see here. On October 23rd, 1983, I preached the gospel to the Marines in Beirut, giving them the Christmas gift of a small Bible. A young soldier, 18, from Massachusetts, asked me if I could send a message to his mom. So he goes on and on about this message, dear mom, I know you've been praying for me, blah, blah, blah. That Marine and 240 others were dead.
Yeah,
he
was killed. Yeah. He's killed by, yeah. So, well then, yeah, well, why was he there? Why was he there in the middle of the civil war between the Lebanese and then with Israel, like this whole mess here? Why the fuck was he there?
So what about this justifies us bombing Iran today?
Right. Yeah.
How is that?
Well, he's going to say that, like, that bombing was taken part of by Hezbollah, although Hezbollah wasn't really a thing at the time, and they never took credit for that bombing. However, it's entirely possible that was sort of like a thing in their infancy.
An event from 40 years ago justifies us doing a military strike on Iran today.
Right. But also, like,
What about the USS Liberty? Maybe we should launch some fucking tomahawks in Tel Aviv.
Right. And unlike the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut, that shit was legit unprovoked. Because the Lebanese could at least say, well, you put a military base in our country and we don't want it here. So we blew it up. Like, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to say about that. Here's my thing. I'm sorry to say this. Whatever you want to say about the bombing of the Marine barracks in Lebanon, like, Lebanese did it to an unwanted presence of military troops in their country. Like, you can't really complain about it. You know, if you put your troops down in a foreign country and the people there don't want them, they're not killing civilians. They're not targeting. It's like, this is an enemy army in our country and we don't want it here. Like, you kind of can't bitch about the fact that happened.
The melodrama in here. October 7th flushed the smoke of Auschwitz into the soul of the nation of Israel, creating trauma that Israel has never experienced and waking them up to a stark reality.
Oh, my God.
A lot of Israelis were peaceniks. in the kibbutz.
This is why people hate Christian Zionists. This guy's a Christian Zionist, you know, yeah. Mike Evans. He's not a Jew.
Well, he's half Jewish. He's a half Jew Christian Zionist, which is like, all
right. Directly to the
just a direct connection here. A lot of Israelis are peaceniks. In the kibbutz where I was invited by the foreign minister of Israel, Eli Cohen, as he hosted the foreign minister of Ireland and other dignitaries, many Israelis were burned alive, beheaded, and raped. All right, some more atrocity porn and propaganda.
What kind of peaceniks are they? Was like they just like, we don't want to be attacked by the people we're oppressing? That makes me a peacenik. I'm anti-war because I don't want my enemies to attack me.
Let's get down to the real meat of his suggestions here. He has a little subtitle, U.S. Should Strike Iran. There's only one way this can be prevented, and that is if the U.S. courageously has a preemptive strike on Iran itself, destroying all the oil refineries and ports for shipping. This could be done over a very short period. Iran would have minimal capability to confront the U.S. If they attempt to do so, the U.S. has the power to bomb Iran into the Stone Age. They know that. So what he wants is a preemptive military strike. We make a unilateral decision to do that. We don't consult the American people or anything.
Wouldn't they rather bomb Iran into the 70s? We need the Stone Age for it. Like, go back to like your Jewish Shah age. Like go back. Let's bomb Iran back into the early to mid 70s.
In essence, the U.S. could in 72 hours bankrupt Iran by destroying its ports and oil refineries. Iran has made $10 billion off the U.S. under the Biden administration. An attack would stop these finances from promoting terror, and the people of Iran would have the power to overthrow the government. So here we go again with the idea that the people of Iran really want to overthrow the government.
Oh, man. Maybe we'll call today's show That 70s Shah.
That's good. Yeah, there's really no evidence.
Maybe you don't think that we should just preemptively attack all their oil refineries. Well, the other option would be to attack Karg Island. This would send a signal to Iran of what is to come if they do not back down. If you don't want to attack the mainland, you can attack the island.
I like how this guy is like coming up with military strategies. Like, trust me, the U.S. government already has some kind of war plan in place for Iran, whether they're going to do it or not. I actually think that I am in disagreement with many analysts on this who are saying that, like, there is provocations going on to try and spark the regional war. I actually don't think so.
No,
I think what the U.S. is trying to do is make sure that Israel gets left alone to do genocide without any interference from anyone else. And they're willing to actually take some hits in order to make sure this shit doesn't erupt. And they are actually deeply afraid of this war. That's my take on this. Because, frankly, the shit that they're letting them get away with. Like, yes, the Iranians are bombing, or their proxies are bombing U.S. bases every day. Hezbollah is shooting missiles into Israel every day. Yemen has now hijacked two Israeli ships, one the shipping container and the other, I think, was an oil tanker. I have to see what happened with that. That was a rumor yesterday morning that the Yemenis had hijacked yet another Israeli ship, this time an oil tanker. So people are taking all kinds of shots and basically getting away with it. So
here's my favorite little this article. This is great. During the Yom Kippur War, when Golda Meir was faced with the possibility of losing, Israel reportedly opened its nuclear silos for U.S. satellites to observe. This caused an instant reaction of the United States in assisting Israel. So Israel threatened nuclear war, and this resulted in the United States intervening? Is that what I'm understanding here? Sounds like Israel's kind of dangerous and unhinged. I mean, it's like, so Israel is holding the United States ransom by threatening to fire nuclear weapons. Why should I be helping them?
Because they'll fire nuclear weapons if you don't. Duh. Right.
Well, they did that again. They've been doing that. I mean, we've had unhinged Jews going on TV threatening to nuke shit for a month and a half now.
If the U.S. continues to appease Iran with what they call a proportional response, Israel will be forced into an apocalyptic dilemma. Well, we have no choice.
I think this is what is going on, is that Israel actually is trying to provoke a regional war because that's their best option, hoping that America will, in fact, ultimately eliminate the Iranian threat. But I don't – that's not really in the cards. And in fact,
I bet Netanyahu's thinking that. I mean, I'm not saying Israeli is.
There's no question.
But Netanyahu is in a kind of a bind here.
Yeah, there's no question. But my view of Netanyahu is that there's no reason for him to still be prime minister of Israel. He's wildly unpopular. He fucked up massively.
No, I don't like him.
And the military actually has a better relationship with the other members of their war cabinet. And they even show this because publicly, mm-hmm. when they do press conferences and stuff, essentially their secretary of defense or their chief of staff, this guy, Yoav Gallant, he'll sit with Benny Gantz and Yair Lapid. Mm. And Netanyahu will be at the other end of the table. And then when they leave, the three of them will be like peas in a pod, and Netanyahu is like somewhere else.
Mm.
Right? So it's so there's no their command and control or their leadership structure would be in no way affected by simply kicking Netanyahu out and putting Gantz or Lapid in as PM. They've got as good of a relationship with the military, probably a better one, probably a better relationship with the intelligence apparatus, and they would probably be – but the problem is Israel still has many war crimes yet to commit. They have many atrocities and massacres yet to commit. And when all that is said and done, they're going to need Netanyahu as the fall guy for all of that. And it probably won't be in an international jail. It will be in an Israeli jail. He'll go to jail for some random shit, and they'll send him away. And then
Israeli pounding the ass.
Whenever this massacre that they've been committing is brought up in future years, they'll be like, "Well, that was the Netanyahu government, and Jews got rid of him." So yeah. once the facts on the ground are created, well, they can't just let the Arabs come back.
Why not?
Why can't they let them come back? If they fucked up, you know, then sure. But yeah, so I think there is a little bit of tug of war here because supposedly, like this ceasefire that they agreed to is like a huge climb down for Israel. Like they gotten a couple dozen hostages back. They did, I think, the third exchange yesterday, although the Palestinians... the Palestinians stopped because part of the deal that they brokered was that Palestinians that had fled to the south would be allowed to go back up into northern Gaza, and also that aid would be allowed to go back up into northern Gaza. But the Jews opened fire on some Arabs trying to go back up to northern Gaza and killed some of them, violating their agreement. And so the Palestinians were like, all right, well, now we're not going to release hostages. So they had to have another day of negotiation, and something got done. I don't know. Anyway, the video of the hostages being released, though, of course, was once again like terrible propaganda for Israel because they were all in good shape and they're all doing the thing of friendly goodbye to their captors and such. And nobody does that leaving Israeli jail.
Yeah, right.
No one does that. No, when they come out of Israeli jails, they've got like new scars and burn marks and shit on their bodies. Like, it's just, Nah, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
Like,
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
They had like some old woman in an Israeli jail, and they were like torturing her with like flame and shit, and she's all burned up. It's just fucking disgusting, these people. They're just fucking disgusting people. Arabs are significant. I'm sorry. Arabs are like significantly more civilized and human than Jews. They just are. So as barbaric as you think some Arabs are, well, all Jews are like that and worse.
So I've been watching quite a bit of like Douglas McGregor and Scott Ritter just playing this stuff in the background. They seem to be, I think, a little too enthusiastic about the idea that the international community is going to like force a two-state solution on Israel at this point. I'm like, I don't think
now their view on this is generally better than a lot of people's. And Scott Ritter, I actually have hated Scott Ritter in the past, and he was. He got a lot of stuff wrong at the beginning of the Ukraine war. He was entirely too optimistic about Russia's ability to immediately or desire. I mean, Russia always had the ability to immediately crush Iran. The question is, are they going to devote Ukraine? Are they going to devote? They don't actually have the question. Is Russia going to devote all of the resources necessary to have this overwhelming victory, or are they going to actually try and do it in like a different way? Anyway. He severely overestimated Russia at the beginning of the war. Russia actually now, though, has significantly upped their game or whatever, and Ukraine has like no fucking chance at this point. And they're already talking about some kind of capitulation over there. But he actually – and he also like never misses a chance to go like super anti-Nazi and all that shit. which is just irritating. McGregor doesn't really do that. But he was saying the other day, he's like, I don't condemn Hamas. Hamas are freedom fighters. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Usually people do condemn Hamas. But yeah, he's been both of the two of them have been talking about it a lot. Scott Ritter also is basically wishing death to Israel. Like, I don't know if there's a video from a few weeks ago where he was like, if Hezbollah and Iran don't just empty their missile stocks into Israel right now, like, I don't even want to talk to them again. And I was like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, no, he gets a little passionate, he gets a little carried away, he starts like yelling and stuff.
Oh, he gets worked up. I watched videos even before the Israel thing where he's just talking about the Ukrainians and Russians like facing off and like how the battles would go and like the tags. And then you got these two masses of machines smashing into each other. He's like getting like really excited about like battle and combat and stuff.
That's
like,
funny, all right, guys. Hell.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a little break here and reset. We've got the merch minute coming up. I've got that in my inbox. So,
nice.
Pay Chads, keep winning. Make sure if you want to hear that, you can find the paywall.
Can't wait.
Still use the Odyssey channel and, of course, the classic paywall classic.
Great to just know what the hell is going on with Odyssey. That'd be nice if they could just tell us. But
yeah, I already have another thing set up. I'm not going to switch over to it until Odyssey goes away. So you have my CD store has subscription options in them, but they're sort of live but not live. If you pay through that right now, I might not notice it right away because I don't have it set into my like workflow to like alert me that you paid. So, but yeah, there's other options and there's other things we're working on too to get paid. So hopefully that paywall stuff will get easier in the coming months. But who knows?
Yeah, nothing gets easier. Yeah.
Anyway, we shall return.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.